Episode 32.
Hello and welcome to the Megan Dredge podcast. Megan Dredge, yes, that's me, and I am super passionate about helping you to become an even better educator. I believe in teachers and I believe in education, the best profession in the world, the profession that teaches all others. It doesn't matter whether you've been teaching for decades or if you're a brand new teacher, there's always something we can all do to improve our practice.
Well, welcome. And this week we're talking about casual relief teachers, otherwise known as substitute teachers, casual teachers, supply teachers, replacement teachers, and a variety of other terms. But what we're talking about, or who we're talking about today, are people who replace another teacher on class for an extended period of time. And whether or not you're a casual teacher listening today, this applies to all of us, because for school leaders and people in leadership roles in a school or an educational environment, you perhaps are the person responsible for getting the casual teachers into your school. And as someone who's had a variety of types of casual teachers, there are some qualities that make casual teachers stand out from the crowd. In fact, I've written and spoken and continue to write and speak extensively about this, because casual teachers often say, well, there's no work for me, and they're, you know, it's all taken by the younger teachers, and that's what the older teachers say. And then the younger teachers will say, well, it's all taken by the more experienced teachers. Here's the thing, it's actually not true. It's taken by the good teachers, whether you're old or young. It doesn't make any difference whatsoever. So today I'm going to share with you six qualities of excellent teachers, of excellent casual teachers. And if you are a casual teacher, then this will really, really help you. If you are a full-time or a part-time classroom teacher, then this is going to help you identify the casual teachers in your school that are really good. And it will also help you to tell the person who's responsible for casual teachers what to look for. And of course, as I've already said, if you're a leader in a school or responsible for the casual teachers in your school, then this will really help you to find those ones that are going to be good and that are going to be long lasting. So let's get right into it. What are the qualities of excellent casual relief teachers? Number one, excellent casual relief teachers know they're important. Here's the thing. You've got to see yourself as a valuable part of every school that you work in. Casual teachers are not babysitters. They are not fill-ins. They are not take whoever you can get to take the class. No, they are an integral part of every school. And good school leaders know this. They know that their school and the culture of their school will be impacted by its teachers. And casual teachers that are great, they understand this. They walk in to every class with a sense of purpose, with a sense of value, with a sense of, I'm really important here. Not an overinflated sense of themselves, but a sense of being a contributor, that you as a casual teacher can make a positive impact on the lives of the students that you teach, even in just one day or one lesson or one moment of casual teaching. It's the moments in our lives that make the difference, right? And as a casual teacher, which I still get to do on and off, interestingly enough, and it's really cool. As a casual teacher, we get to make an influence, to have an influence in the lives of the teachers and the students that we're coming into contact with. So an excellent casual teacher knows they are important. Number two, excellent casual relief teachers have a positive attitude. And this applies to every kind of teacher, doesn't it? That you want a teacher to believe in what they're doing, to have a great attitude about what they're doing. And it's exactly the same for a casual relief teacher, a substitute teacher. Thinking about their role in a positive way, thinking about the opportunities they have to be a positive example to their students. This is what an excellent casual teacher does. They are there. They've got a great attitude. They've They've got a can-do attitude. They've got a let me learn something new today attitude. Number three, excellent casual teachers are willing to teach any grade or subject. I've come across, sadly, to casual teachers who say, oh, well, no, I don't do the junior classes. Or, well, no, I'm actually trained as a library teacher. I can't really take that maths class today. And I can tell you that those are the teachers that don't have much work because they're too picky. It doesn't matter if you are not a maths teacher. You can still do a great lesson. And if you have the luxury of having work left for you, then that's awesome. But if you don't, then there are still things that you can do to make that lesson or to make that particular class, to make it valuable for the students. Be willing to teach any grade or any subject. If you want to be booked solid as a casual teacher, if you want to be invited back, then just have a sense of willingness about you. Be willing to take the lower class, be willing to have a go at the higher class or whatever it is. Because every time you do that, every time you have a new experience, you learn something new. Your skills are developed. They're honed, they're broadened, they're deepened. And what you're communicating to the person who's hiring you, you're communicating to them, hey, this casual teacher's awesome. Even though she's a library teacher or he's a library teacher, they took the maths class today. How awesome is that? Let's get them back next week when we've got another teacher off. That's what happens. They're the kinds of conversations that are happening about you. And remember, casual teachers, that the full-time teachers in the school talk about you. They actually will go back to the person and say, hey, this casual teacher was fantastic. They did all of these things. Or they'll go back and say, oh, they just left the room in a mess and they had a bad attitude and they arrived late and blah, 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 blah. Remember that everything about you says something about you. So have a sense of willingness. Be willing to go outside your comfort zone and try something new. Number four. I've just alluded to this actually. Number four, excellent casual teachers are punctual. Being on time for your school, for your class, for your lesson is essential. People are noticing when you arrive and when you leave. I can tell you the casual teachers who the bell rang at the end of the day and they'd put their bag on their back and out they went and they were off, never to be seen again. Do you know why? Because the other teacher noticed. Oh, did you see that teacher? They didn't even tidy their room and the bell went and they were out of there. And I'm amazed at the number of conversations I still have with casual teachers who say, but I'm not paid to stay after the end of school. And I say, well, I guess if you want to get technical, maybe that's true. But let me tell you this, if you do not stay back, you won't get paid at all because you won't be invited back. Now, I'm not talking about staying back for 3 hours at the end of the day, but I am talking about staying back long enough, not only being punctual, but staying long enough to finish the job assigned to you. People will notice. Trust me, if you want to get booked solid, this is an excellent quality that you need to have. You need to be punctual. And by punctual, I mean early, not the bell has gone and you're arriving at that time. That's not punctuality. That's late. But being there, being visible before school, getting ready for the class or the classes you're teaching in that day and staying after school to wrap things up, to finish, to say goodbye and to do all of the right things. So this really is not just about punctuality. This is also about timing and using your time well. Number five, excellent casual teachers show respect to others. They don't talk negatively. They don't talk behind a teacher's back or a student's back. They don't spread rumors. They don't complain. They don't get into the staff room at lunch and complain about the class they've just had to teach. They don't come alongside other teachers who do that. They show respect. They don't get involved in those kinds of negative conversations. Now, you will have students who are disruptive in your class. You will have teachers that you'll need to work alongside. You will sometimes have to go to someone and say, this happened in my class today, or this student behaved in this way today. That's totally cool. But when you do that, make sure you speak with respect. make sure you have a gentle but firm tone and that you are respectful to every person in that workplace, whether they're a parent, a teacher, the principal, a student, whoever. Number six, excellent casual relief teachers reflect daily and learn new things. We're talking about qualities of great casual teachers. And this idea of personal reflection and learning something new is essential. Taking time at the end of the day, just 5 minutes, to say, hey, what did I learn today? What went well? What didn't go well? How can I improve for next time? What ways can I develop this particular part of my teaching? To actually reflect daily and to learn new things. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you took a moment to just reflect on your day? To take it one step beyond, oh, I had such a hard day. Or, oh, the kids were just misbehaved all day today. To saying, hey, how did I contribute to me having a bad day? Where did my attitude go off track? Or why did those students keep being disruptive? Where did I miss a cue that perhaps could have prevented that situation? Or instead of going home to your family or your partner and saying, oh, it was just, you know, babysitting today, how would things change if you went home and said, wow, I had an opportunity to impact 30, 60, 90, over 100 lives today? When was the last time you took a moment to just reflect on that and remind yourself that you really are in the most incredibly rewarding profession in the world, if you would just take time to enjoy those rewards? Excellent teachers, excellent casual teachers, reflect daily and learn new things. One of the ways I'd love to encourage you to start to do this is if you go to megandredge.com and click on the online shop, you'll be able to download a whole bunch of free samples from the Casual Relief Teacher Starter Pack. There's a starter pack on there which includes a book, a workbook, and 3 DVDs, all completely digital, which means you can have it on your phone, on your iPad, on your laptop, anywhere you want to put it, you can have it. And you can actually download a whole bunch of samples from those, which will help you to get started on this journey of being an excellent casual relief teacher. To get some tools and some strategies and some habits in place that will help you be one of these teachers that gets invited back. It doesn't happen by accident, and it doesn't happen because of your age or stage of teaching. It happens because you're excellent at what you do. And these six things are some of the six key things that you can do to be an excellent casual teacher. Well, next week's podcast is going to be about, the title is 5 Lessons Learned from a trip outside my comfort zone. And what it's actually going to be about is, not so long ago, I went to a gymnastics class as an adult. It's something I did as a kid, but I decided to go back, and it was an incredible experience, and it was well and truly out of my comfort zone. So tune in next week to hear about what I learnt about being outside my comfort zone. And in the meantime, have an absolutely super week, and we'll see you again soon on the Megan Dredge podcast. Ciao, ciao.